Welcome to another deep dive. Today we're tackling a case that's had a huge impact on estate planning, Crummy v. Commissioner.
It really is fascinating how a case from 1968 still matters so much today.
Right. It shows you how much attention to detail matters, especially when it comes to taxes.
Absolutely. And the whole concept of the crummy power, it's basically a way to give money to trusts, even for kids who aren't adults yet, and still get those sweet gift tax exclusions.
Okay, so let's rewind back to 1962 with a crummy family. They set up this trust for their four children, two of whom were minors. Pretty standard stuff so far, right?
Yeah, they wanted to use those annual gift tax exclusions like a lot of people do. It makes sense financially.
Exactly, but then the IRS comes in and says, hold on a minute.
Yeah, the IRS basically said, nope. Those minors can't touch the money right away, so no gift tax exclusion for you. They were arguing it wasn't a present interest gift.
So what did the Crummies do? They got creative, right?
That's an understatement. They added this demand provision to the trust. It basically said, any beneficiary can demand some of the money each year, just like that.
Clever. And the courts went for it.
Yep. The Ninth Circuit Court sided with the Crummies. They focused on the legal right, the possibility of demanding that money, not whether anyone actually would.
So the kids, especially the little ones, probably weren't going to demand anything, but the fact that they could was enough.
Exactly. And the court even pointed out that minors could technically do this through a legal guardian if they wanted to.
That's pretty wild. So this whole strategy born from this case is what we now call the crummy power, right?
Yeah.
And it's everywhere in estate planning these days.
Oh, yeah. It's a staple now. Crummy powers are everywhere when you're drafting trusts. It's all about squeezing out those gift tax benefits. It really shows how wording can make or break things in legal documents.
I bet the IRS wasn't too happy about that, huh?
You think? They were worried people would start getting too clever, creating these trusts where the demand provisions were just for show, you know, just to dodge taxes. I mean, the IRS had a point, right? This whole crummy thing, it wasn't a clean cut. It opened up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, it's like you fix one problem and another one pops up.
Yeah.
So how did this all actually play out? Did crummy powers become a common thing?
Oh, big time. You started seeing crummy powers in all sorts of trusts. ILITs for life insurance policies, jurats, even those 529 college savings plans, you name it. Everyone wanted a piece of that gift tax magic.
Right, because if you can save on taxes while taking care of your family, why not? But I'm guessing the IRS didn't just sit back and watch this happen, did they?
No way. They couldn't just overturn the crummy decision, but they could try to keep things in check. So they came up with all these rules and regulations trying to prevent people from abusing it, like making sure beneficiaries got notified properly and giving them a limited time to actually demand the money.
So those crummy letters, the ones telling beneficiaries they could take the money, they might often get ignored, but they're still super important because it's all about following the rules, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it seems a little, well, out of touch with reality sometimes.
You got it. And that's where things get really interesting, I think. Because some legal experts say that focusing so much on the technicalities, it kind of misses the point sometimes. Like, it lets people set things up that are technically legal, but don't really reflect what's actually going on.
Like those kids who probably won't ever demand money from the trust, even though they technically have the right to.
Exactly. It's this clash between legal formalism, like sticking to the letter of the law, and the actual economic reality. It's a big issue in tax law, and the crummy case really brought it to light.
So if you're trying to figure out this whole trust and estate planning thing, what's the main thing to remember?
Honestly, the best thing you can do is find a good advisor, someone who really knows their stuff. They can help you navigate the rules and regulations and make sure everything's set up the right way.
It's like having a guide in a complicated maze, right? They can help you avoid the dead ends.
That's a good way to put it. And it's important to stay updated on the laws, too, because things are always changing. Mm. The IRS is constantly looking at crummy powers, and new laws or court decisions can pop up anytime and change everything.
So much to think about.
Yeah.
But understanding cases like crummy, it's crucial if you want to make good financial decisions, right?
Absolutely. Knowing the history and the debates helps you make better choices for your own situation. But we've only scratched the surface of crummy, you know? There's still so much more to discuss, like some of the controversies and challenges that came after it.
Let's get into that then. Yeah. What are some of the issues that came up after this big case? We were talking about how the IRS has been trying to keep things in check with these crummy powers, making sure they aren't being misused. What's happening with that these days?
Well, one of the big things they're focused on is what they call illusory crummy powers. Yeah, it's like when the demand provision is there in the trust document, but it's set up in a way that makes it almost impossible for anyone to actually use it.
Oh, I see. That you're trying to separate the legitimate uses of crummy powers from those that are just trying to game the system, right? Like using legal loopholes just to avoid taxes.
Exactly. The IRS has come up with guidelines and even taken some trusts to court to try to set some clear boundaries. They're trying to make sure the original idea behind Crummy, which was about real present interest gifts, isn't being twisted.
So it's a tough job for the IRS. They have to respect people's right to minimize their taxes legally while also preventing people from just exploiting the system.
Definitely a balancing act. And this whole tension is a big part of a lot of debates in tax law. The Crummy case just brought it front and center in estate planning.
So for someone who's actually setting up a trust, what are the important things to keep in mind?
I'd say the most important thing is to get a good estate planning attorney, someone with a lot of experience. They can help you navigate the rules and make sure your trust is structured the right way.
Sounds like having an expert on your side is crucial, especially with all the complexities and potential issues we've talked about.
Absolutely. But even beyond the legal stuff, you also need to think about the practical and ethical side of things. Like, are you okay with sending out those crummy letters every year, knowing they might not really mean much in practice? Do you want to create a situation where beneficiaries might feel pressured to demand money even if it doesn't make sense for them?
It's not just about the legal and financial side. There's a human element to it, too.
Right. Estate planning isn't just about saving on taxes or checking off legal boxes. It's about creating a legacy, something that reflects your values and takes care of your loved ones the way you want.
It's amazing how a case from so long ago, like Crummy, is still so relevant today.
It really shows how one legal decision can have a huge impact for years to come.
And it reminds us that tax law is always changing, so it's important to stay informed if you're dealing with estate planning.
Definitely.
Well, this has been a really fascinating look at this landmark case and its impact on trusts and estates. Thanks for sharing your insights with us.
You're welcome. It's been great discussing this with you.
And for our listeners, as you think about your own estate planning, remember to look beyond just the technicalities and tax implications. Think about the values you want to pass on and the legacy you want to leave behind. Those are the things that should guide your decisions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Crummy v. Commissioner. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a fascinating legal topic.